Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll head out to the guest line right now and spend a few minutes with a Super Bowl MVP from Super Bowl 39, two-time Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots, and that's Deion Branch here with us back on the Zach Gelb Show. Deion, how are you and the family been, my friend?
Man, good, man. Just real crazy right now. Got a little light birthday, man, but everything is good so far.
Whose birthday is it?
Oh, it's my niece, man. My wife's brother's daughter. So we got a house full of women. It's estrogen everywhere. So I was lucky enough to break away for a little bit.
Well, you're welcome. Did you guys cut the cake yet? Is my question.
No, not yet. Not yet. Everything's going pretty good so far. That you know, the youngsters are running around, so that's pretty good.
Well, we'll get you in and out. Deion Branch is here with us. As I actually, you may want to stay here for 15, 20 minutes. I don't know.
Hey, I'm telling you, who knows?
So give me your reaction.
More for my wife.
Yeah.
Leaving her stuck with all the kids. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Other than that, it'd be good. It'd be good.
Daddy duty does call. You'll get back to that in just a second. So
yes,
this has been a crazy offseason, but when we look at it from a Patriots standpoint, Tom Brady was there for 20 years. We know the GOAT, and had that great run with Bill Belichick. Now he leaves and he goes down to Tampa. What was your reaction when that all did go down?
I was shocked, but I also understand Big Bro's, his situation and him doing what's best for himself and his family. And I understand what the organization is going through as well. You know, they feel they got to move forward. You know, and time has come. Tom has dedicated and gave the Patriots his all for 20 years. And, you know, sometimes, a change of scenery may be a great thing. It may be something that's needed. You know, I don't know. Tom and Giselle sat down and probably discussed a lot of different things, just as much as Tom and Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick sat down before the decision was made. You know, so we all know that it was handled cordially, and probably wasn't the best decision that the team wasn't, they wasn't prepared to hear, but they can respect that. And I think overall, Big Brother's decision, it was his decision. And I think it's just a change of scenery for himself and also his family. Just new goals. You follow me? I don't know what else Tom could have done, but just gave another Super Bowl. Just brought another Super Bowl. I mean, that's been the norm now. So I think just another challenge for Tom. Just want to see if he can go off elsewhere and possibly make this happen again. You follow me? Just to take the GOAT and put it somewhere on a different stratosphere. What would we call it if these guys go off and win the Super Bowl in Tampa this year? What would he be actually considered? I mean, is he the greatest in all sports? You follow me?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Now, you said it was cordial with Brady and the Patriots. A lot is made about that relationship with Bill and with Tom. You've played for Bill and Tom twice in your career, two different stints. What do you think the relationship is now? Because there's so much made about that.
Yeah, and I think overall, I want you to take it the wrong way. The cordial side of it, I think they understand, and at the same time, they also respect the decision. I don't think it was a situation blown out of proportion where guys were flipping over tables and desks like that when they were having the conversation about, hey, tell them how you're feeling, or what is the organization planning on doing? You follow me? So. That's the side of me saying the cordial side. But as far as I think overall, there's a lot of respect amongst, Tom and Coach Belichick, as a player to another, to a coach, and as a actual, a coach to a player, there's a lot of respect there amongst those two guys. You're looking at two guys who are pretty much the best at what they do. Coach Belichick is the best head coach ever. You know, I know a lot of people may disagree with me, but to me, he's the greatest, and Thomas, the greatest football player to ever play the game. You know, in my eyes, clearly the best quarterback. Clearly the best quarterback. So, you know, you're looking at two strong-minded individuals, and right. You know, the decision is going to be respected across the board. You know, I think Tom respect what these guys, what the organization had to say, how they felt about the situation, and I know the team was, the situation was mutual. And, you know, they parted ways. There's nothing that can be done, you know.
Deion Branch here with us on the show. You won two Super Bowls with New England. You got the Super Bowl MVP in Super Bowl 39, made a lot of big catches. Then you spent a few years in Seattle. When you first left New England, what did you realize life away from New England?
Man, you know, you get to see a lot of different things. And one of the things I always speak to people about is the, how can I say it? The attention to detail, the way, you know, the point of emphasis that Coach Belichick put upon the players. Well, put upon the coaches, you know, position coaches in which they instilled that in us. But we knew all of this stuff was stemming from Coach Belichick. You know, the attention to detail, the point of emphasis that he stressed upon everything. You know, I can't sit and say that happens on every team. I know some coaches try to get certain points across, but in New England, we hit everything. When I tell you we touched on every basis of the game, that happened every week, every offseason, every year. I enjoyed my time in Seattle, but, you know, there were some things that we didn't do in Seattle that caused us a bunch of games that for sure that I know would have been totally different in New England. You know, but I enjoyed it. Seattle was a first-class organization. I enjoyed my time with Coach Holmgren. It was an amazing time. Enjoyed my time with Coach Mora and the little time that I had with Pete Carroll. Enjoyed that as well. The city was everything. And, you know, not only just when you're speaking about the coaches, you also got to have the actual players around. So where we slacked at, you know, it's tough to say we slacked at. The coaches are the players. You know, I can't say we didn't win every game. Everybody set out to do that, but that don't happen naturally. But those certain things, the attention to detail, the point of emphasis that Coach Belichick stressed week in, week out, those are the different things that separate you from different teams and the difference between winning and losing, you know?
You wanted to get paid, Deion Branch, and that was a major decision in why you got traded and why you wanted to leave. When you look back at that situation, is there any regret there on not getting a deal done, or is that just how the way that it went down?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say I have any regrets, but I just always wonder how things would have shaped out had we been able to get the deal done. You get what I'm saying? And when I was traded, it was a mutual thing. We both understood where I understood where the organization was coming from. They understood where my agent and I were coming from as far as contractual, you know, trying to get a deal done. And by me leaving, I think it set up the reunion and made it that much more special upon me coming back. Now we made it to a Super Bowl, but we didn't actually win another one, you know, my last 3-4 years with the Patriots when I returned. But it was just such a great moment in time, and I thought everything was perfect. We both, I had a conversation with everybody in the front office about, like, man, I wonder how these 4 years would have been had we got this thing done. You get what I'm saying? How many Super Bowls would we have won?
And well, you definitely would have won another one, Deion, because that AFC championship game in 2006, you guys probably would win if you're on the field.
Exactly. I would think so. I want to at least hope that I had enough to contribute and for us to pull that game off. But, you know, I was trading, and it was understood, you know, both sides. It was very cordial and respectful, you know. That's why the trade returning wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big issue. It wasn't hard. It was just trying to figure out the nuances. But as far as getting the deal done, that was the easiest part. Me wanting to come back, the organization wanting me to come back, all of that was intact.
Did you ever have a conversation with Belichick about what happened in the past when you brought back, or was it, hey, we need you on the field, we just got to get to business?
Upon me coming back, you saying when I was traded?
When you were traded back to New England, the second
time. I was traded back, yeah. I mean, that was very easy. It was just all about can they come to sides as far as what they're going to give up for me and what Seattle was willing to accept. You get what I'm saying? As far as having the conversation, once it was done, it was mutual. you know, Coach Carroll called me in, and you know, Mr. Snyder, you know, that was a very respectful conversation. We had a great conversation, and you know, and the trade was done. You know, and I respect those guys to the utmost.
Before we let you run, Deion Branch, Cam Newton going to New England now. What do you expect out of Cam?
I mean, I expect big things. You know, I said this earlier last week. I'm just excited to see what Josh McDaniels can come up with this type of athlete. You know, he's been having Tom arguably, the greatest quarterback to play the game. That's the easy part. But the Patriots have never had a dual threat quarterback such as Cam Newton at the helm. So I'm excited to see, like, man, Josh is a brilliant offensive coordinator. This is going to be exciting to see what these guys can create and what they can come up with and see can we make this work in New England. And just to see what it looks like, I'm excited for him. I know Cam is excited for another opportunity. You know, things didn't pan out the way he wanted in Carolina. I'm sure he's leaving a legacy there and possibly going off to start another one, man. And we'll see what it looks like. I'm sure the city, the state of Massachusetts, everybody's extra excited just to see what this looks like. And me personally as a fan, I can't wait to see it, man.
I'm curious to see what Julian Edelman's going to do without Tom Brady. What type of year is Jules going to have?
Right. And, you know, I just think about the work that those two guys put in. I mean, these are veteran players. Cam is a veteran quarterback experience. And now let's back up, too, because I don't want to just jump the gun and just say that Cam is an instant starter. You know, we still got Brian Hoyer, who's a guy who's very familiar with the offense, and then Jared, who's done an amazing job, and so many of the veteran players have vouched for him. So there's going to be a great competition. Now, let's just put that on the table first. You know, so whoever's the quarterback, I'm sure that Julian and all the other receivers are going to put in a lot of work with these guys. So what it's going to look like, man, I don't even know, Zach. I wish I could tell you. But me personally, knowing that these guys are going to invest a lot of time, I'm sure they're doing it now as well with each other just to see what this is going to look like. And it's their job to kind of help take a lot of load if Cam is the guy who's selected to start. It's up upon these guys to take the load off of it. You know, he can only do so much, man. This is his first year in this offense. There's only so much. You won't be able to get – you wouldn't see the Tom Brady who actually created this offense, basically. You may get about 80% of that, and then hopefully the rest of his skill set takes over. You know, the rest of his skill set will take over, and Cam be Cam, be Superman, as he say.
You know, that's interesting, Deion Branch, because I think Cam going to New England, he's definitely going to start week one, but you're telling me pump the brakes a little bit.
I'm not just saying that he can't start. I'm not saying that he will not start. I'm just saying this is how this is going to shake out. Bill is going to put the best quarterback on the football field. And if these guys are showing great flashes and showing great improvement, and he spoke very highly of Jared, you know, and then, you know, they traded back to get Brian Hoyer, get him back over there. And that's the reason why. You know, his experience in the offense, for one, and his leadership, man. And Brian's a great quarterback. You know, he's one of those guys who gets underestimated, for sure. And, I mean, we know what Cam can do. You know, we already know Cam's a former Super Bowl MVP. I mean, not Super Bowl, a former NFL MVP. We know what Cam can do. We know what he brings to the table. Is this all about now? How much of this offense can he grasp within this? I mean, you got to think about it. This COVID didn't help. It's not helping the situation, this pandemic. So clearly, in my eyes right now, Jared and Brian have the upper hand on that from that perspective. Now it's just all about once they're allowed to get back in, get within a team environment, get out and practice and go through certain things. Now we'll see what that looks like. You know, how much of this has Cam picked up? How much of this offense has he picked up? How much is the rapport? How much rapport has he built with the receivers? The continuity with the offensive line, you know, with the running backs, things of that nature. So the guys around Cam will be the guys who can take a lot off his shoulders. They're the ones that's going to make this transition a little bit more easier for him, you know, by the plays that they're making on the offensive side of the ball. We shouldn't feel like Cam got to come in and make every play.
Last one for you, Deion Branch, because I know you got to run and get back to this birthday party, which I'm jealous I was not invited to. Buccaneers and Patriots this year. Tell me how you think it's going to go for both teams.
You know, honestly, I think they're both in a tough division. Clearly, we know Tampa Bay's in a, I would say, it's a tough division. I think the Patriots may have a tougher time being that Buffalo's gotten better. Miami is better. You get what I'm saying? The Jets are right there. You know, I think Tampa Bay just have to deal with New Orleans. I'm not knocking anybody else. I'm not knocking the Falcons, and I'm not knocking Carolina. I just think that if you're looking at both divisions, I think the Patriots have a tougher division. But I think New Orleans, in my eyes, I think New Orleans may end up still winning that division. And I think the Patriots will find a way to actually win it. So as far as the Patriots already in, I think both teams make the playoffs, being that for sure now that they got the seven teams now. You follow me? So record-wise, I'm saying 10-6, 11-5. That's a decent year. 10-6, 11-5, they're both in the playoffs, and that's when the season starts. We'll see what happens from there. You know, now, am I sitting there saying both of these teams are Super Bowl bound? Nah, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but, you know, Bison, I'm always going to pull for my Patriots. You follow me?
I got what you're saying, my
Patriots. Yeah, for sure. But I think both of these guys, you know, 11-5, 10-6, that's a decent year. That's a pretty good year. That's a pretty good year. I think the Buccaneers will be happy with that. The Patriots may be, it's a little so-so. You know, 11-5 is probably more so the range what we're the expectation in New England. You know, winning the division, 11-5, 12-4, things of that nature. That's what we're used to. You follow me? So, yeah, we'll see how it goes, man. We'll see how it goes. All this stuff is all predicated based on how healthy these guys, how healthy is the team, how healthy is the quarterback, you know, and that's what it is.
Well, you be well. Get back to the dad duty. Get back to the uncle duty, and you have some fun handing out that cake, all right?
No problem. Appreciate you, fellas. Thank you all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.